This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Do you know what students sometimes do when they finish reading the entire Quran or memorizing it? Sometimes they start over right away. So a student finished memorizing, for example, the entire Quran. And as they finished a few days prior, they saw one of their teachers at the masjid. He smiled and he said, "Congratulations for graduating preschool." Congratulations for graduating preschool. A student of the Quran sometimes begins their journey with the end in mind. So they're thinking, "I want to finish. I want to be a hafid or hafila. I want to finish this journey or this class." Not realizing that every recitation of the Quran is in fact the mark of a new beginning, and that it's not the true ending of the journey. So oftentimes a student thinks of the end in mind and suddenly they want to discontinue or slow down. But really the ending for all of us as believers is when we enter our graves, when we move from this life to the next life. Whatever relationships we established in a dunya, in this life, as students, we will find that there is going to be an impact in the afterlife because of it. So the Quran will testify, will be a witness for you or against you. Well, the Quran, the Prophet told us the Quran is a witness, it will testify for you, aw alayk, or against you. And I want you to think about the heaviness of this hadith if you're not taking the Quran seriously. The reality is a student who approaches the Quran just to get it out of the way or get it done, or you're reading your daily recitation to check it off a list, but you don't really care, you don't like it, your heart is not in it. You haven't really tasted then the sweetness of the journey. That student has not really connected to the purpose of being someone who recites the Quran or a student of the Quran. The practice of the people of the Quran is that when a student finishes their memorization of the Quran, sometimes this is a practice that's not based off of anything the Prophet ﷺ taught, but some students will finish reading the last lesson and then they want to start over again. Meaning what? They'll tell their teacher, "Can I start reading Al-Fatiha, the first ayat of Al-Baqarah? Can I start the Quran over?" Why? To show that, to indicate that as you are finishing one khatmah of the Quran, one act of worship, you want to start the next recitation of the Quran. And this process basically is meant to continue. In other words, you're never finished. You're not really done. This is not a practice everyone should take and say it's the only way to do it. No, you finish reading the Quran, alhamdulillah, you finish reading the Quran. But sometimes you'll want to do another act of worship to demonstrate that, you know, I'm racing and rushing towards Jannah. And so just because I finished one thing doesn't mean everything is over. So I'm going to relax. Rather, let me start the next thing so that I'll be more motivated to continue. When you attend university, some classes you'll realize you will utilize in your career later on. And others you won't. And this is a reality. And yet you push through, waiting for the day you receive your degree. And then you say goodbye to your campus or your professors, to the students who are with you, and you're ready to move on to what's considered another stage of life. The Quran, however, is a guidance for us in every single stage and moment of our lives. It's always there, it's always going to be needed. And one of the blessings of needing to constantly review so as to not forget, as the Prophet ﷺ advised us, is that it means we are constantly in contact with it. And this leads to an amount of goodness in our lives that cannot be measured. It's priceless in terms of its impact. No one goes on a hike just to reach the end of the trail. Rather, you want to also enjoy the hike itself. We should say no one should go on a hike just to think of the end, but rather you want to enjoy the journey itself. Because the time spent on the journey itself is what gives the ending more value. So you hike to marvel at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hike in order to strengthen your body. You're going up and down and you're moving all around. You might be hiking for stress relief. You might be hiking to talk to somebody who is with you just to spend some time doing something different. You might be hiking to challenge yourself, your comfort zone, new heights. You find that you're pushing through even when it's difficult. And sometimes, yes, you might need to take some breaks depending on how difficult of a hike it is. And of course, you choose your companions very carefully and you're going to pack what's needed. Now, some types of hikes, you know, 2-3 hours and you're going up a mountain, you need to have the right nourishment, the right protection. So when you reach the peak, you realize now you're looking and you're experiencing a type of happiness, a type of appreciation for the journey itself. You also realize as you're looking down from a really high up place, how insignificant you are, how small you are, and how magnificent Allah's power is. So a student of the Quran who accomplishes any goal looks back at all the late nights that they spent studying the Quran, the long hours of recitation, maybe even frustration that you kept trying to review and you kept forgetting. And they realize they are in reality and the entire time were in a state of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's a sweetness in it. And so Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, it was reported that he said, "Do not scatter the Quran as if it were dates falling from a tree, nor recite quickly as if it were just poetry. Stop at its verses that amaze you and let it move your hearts. And let not your concern be reaching the end of the surah. Enjoy the journey and spend time marveling at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And allow it to strengthen you. Allow it to shape you into a person of taqwa, a person of God consciousness. And realize that becoming more advanced in our studies, our accomplishments, should actually humble us. So when you have an accomplishment, it should actually humble you, make you see how small you are, but how much Allah has blessed you. Recognizing that our focus should be on the journey rather than just the end helps us how? We'll mention a few things. Number one, it decreases the anxiety that comes with expectations that we place on ourselves or others have placed on us to accomplish certain types of goals by certain deadlines, and they may not even be realistic. Number two, it helps us not to compare ourselves to others who are moving faster, or they advance further on and they're way ahead of us, or they're just able to do more. And number three, it allows us to taste the sweetness of the ayat of the Quran that we recite. Focus on the journey that you are on right now. And wherever you are and you find verses affecting you, pause and reflect. Don't just think about the end or the next page. Number four, to be in a constant student mindset, which helps us to continue benefiting from the Quran until we meet Allah. So as you're always thinking of the journey, you're always on this journey. You're not thinking about the end. A question for you. What verse or surah do you enjoy reciting the most, and why?